A new crop is taking root in the upper Midwest, hazelnuts. Experts say a new nut industry could diversify agricultural economies and bring environmental benefits to depleted farmland. WUWM's Lena Tran has the story as part of NPR's Climate Solutions Week.
Birds and bugs are singing at Dave Bonhoff's farm in Plymouth, Wisconsin. His hazelnut orchard is a paradise for chipmunks, blue jays, insects, and for a group of visiting farmers here to learn about growing the nutritious crop themselves. Bonhoff, a retired engineering professor, guides them through a field where many hazelnut varieties are growing.
And the whole reason for that really is to find out what grows here, what doesn't, and, you know, when will this stuff get wiped out, when won't it?
Besides testing which hazelnuts thrive here, Bonhoff's pet project is designing a combine that can harvest and dehusk nuts at the same time. Many hazelnut-curious farmers are drawn to the novelty of a native nut. Farmland in the upper Midwest is mostly used for corn and soybeans, and most hazelnuts are grown overseas, in Turkey. Here, hazelnuts could bring back something like the oak savannas that once blanketed Wisconsin before settlers cleared the land for farming. Perennial crops, like hazelnuts, offer many environmental benefits. They suck up agricultural pollution and lock up planet-warming carbon. They hold onto soil that otherwise quickly erodes from farmland.
Any of these perennial crops are going to be better for the environment because you're not doing this continuing stirring of the soil and breaking down all those microbes.
Ann Cohenstraught is with UW-Madison Extension.
And so any perennial crops that we can get people to grow and show that they can be successful is going to be better in the long run for the environment.
That's what interested Tom Gripp, who planted hazelnuts 2 decades ago at his farm in Dubuque, Iowa.
Where I live in the driftless area, we have terrible problems with soil erosion. And every time I turn the soil over, a lot of it washes away. So just I have the good fortune to own some land, and so I just thought I'd look into planting different things.
Now he hardly sees any runoff, and he loves hazelnut pesto. The Upper Midwest Hazelnut Development Initiative formed in 2007 to support this new industry. Jason Fishbach, an emerging crop specialist with UW-Madison Extension, was charged with diversifying economic options in rural counties where dairy farms had collapsed.
So we needed to find other options for farmers and for the ag economy, and started looking around, and turns out that there's this plant that grows wild all over Bayfield County called American hazelnut.
Plant breeders hunted for the best American hazelnut plants in the region, ones with lots of big nuts, good for commercial production. They've since identified the prize cultivars. Now the challenge is propagation.
If we can't get copies of these good plants out to growers, we've got nothing. To give you some perspective where we're at, our goal is 20,000 acres by 2030. That's going to require 9 million plants. Right now, we're producing maybe a 1,500 to 2,000 a year.
These days, Fishbach spends most of his time in the nursery trying to figure it out. He says he remembers what it's all for on crisp autumn mornings when the hazels are ready for harvest.
Then you get out there in the field in the fall and you see the potential of these top plants. You see these plants just loaded with hazelnuts. And then, you know, you get them cracked out, roasted, and you're eating them. It's like, whoa, this is so worth pursuing.
Over the last 20 years, Fishbach has seen some farmers age out. Many early adopters have been older, retired. He says it's essential to have younger folks take on the mantle.
I'm interested in things that we could maybe grow in marginal land on my family's old dairy farm that's now just conventional agriculture.
That's Bobby Joe Merton, who grew up in St. Cloud, Wisconsin.
So I moved off the family dairy farm, went to school for a long time, got a real job, and I'm like 13 years into that career journey, and just I'm looking forward to seeing what that kind of career stage looks like, but interested in how I can plant seeds literally now.
It's overwhelming when she thinks about the labor and money it takes to run an operation like Bonhoff's. But in this hub of hazelnut growers, there's a community that's always willing to share what they've learned. Lena Tran, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.